As we've heard on the campaign trail and in Washington, D.C., one of the key issues emerging for the fall election is health care. Many Republicans, including all of the party's presidential candidates, want President Obama's health care law overturned. But this week, another development, a House Republican plan emerged to overhaul Medicare. Democrats lost no time in attacking the move, saying that would destroy the program. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami that one of the Democrats leading the charge is Vice President Joe Biden.
It was Vice President Biden, but more than that, it was candidate Joe Biden in Coconut Creek, Florida, giving the second in what he promises will be a series of campaign speeches taking aim at Republicans. The place, Windmore Village, a large retirement community populated largely by people from the Northeast, like 82-year-old Doris Herman.
It's a beautiful place. You always have something what to do. The people are friendly. The grounds are beautiful.
And for Democrats, there are a few places in Florida more welcoming. Residents say there are a few closet Republicans, but more independents. One independent, Ron Goldberg, said he came to see what Biden had to say about the administration's decision delaying the Keystone XL pipeline project. In that, he'd be disappointed. I told him the vice president was expected to be talking about Medicare.
I'm worried about Medicare for our children, not for me. I'm already there, but it will be there for my kids and grandkids.
That's an idea House Republicans are hoping to capitalize on. Crafted by House Budget Chairman Paul Ryan, it seeks to save more than $200 billion from Medicare over the next 10 years by moving future generations into privately run health plans. When Ryan first proposed the idea in last year's budget, it was panned. This year's version has some important changes. Future seniors would have the option of retaining traditional Medicare. Also, because it builds on ideas Ryan developed with Democratic Senator Ron Wyden, Republicans are able to claim it's bipartisan. But Vice President Biden told his audience of seniors, "Don't you believe it."
Make no mistake about it. The Republicans in Congress and their amen corner of Romney, Santorum, and Gingrich, if any one of them get their hands on the White House, the keys of the White House, I promise you, you will see Medicare ended as you know it.
Biden says there's no question the baby boom generation, now moving into retirement age, provides real challenges for Social Security, with the number of seniors doubling by 2040. Biden says faced with those challenges, the nation has a choice. Republicans and Democrats can work together, as they have in the past.
Or are we going to use these challenges? It's a real challenge. Are we going to use these challenges as a pretense to do what so many have been trying to do from the beginning, dismantle both of these programs?
That's a message Democrats expect to take to the general election in November, both in the race for the White House and in congressional campaigns. Even before House Republicans voted to adopt the Ryan budget, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee rolled out a website, MedicareMadness2012.com. The campaign has started running robocalls targeting 41 vulnerable House Republicans. One of them is first-term congressman from Orlando, Daniel Webster.
I think the detractors from this budget are thinking about the next election. I think the Republicans in Congress are thinking about the next generation.
Webster says the Ryan budget, with its Medicare overhaul, is an important step toward a balanced budget. This week, Politico reported on a briefing given to House Republicans to help them sell the plan to constituents. Call it bipartisan, they were told, and use phrases like fix Medicare and keep it from going bankrupt. In describing the Medicare overhaul, Webster stuck to the script.
It's a bipartisan Medicare proposal that strengthens it and saves it, actually, from extinction. And if we don't do something, like I said, it's going to go bankrupt. Fixing it now is the key.
Webster is expected to be in a tight race this year. He says the key will be winning over independents. That means reaching people like Arlene Grossman, an independent who listened to Biden at Windmore Village. Afterwards, I asked her what she thought.
Of course, he said what the seniors want to hear, but I think it's true. And the other side does not care as much about the seniors.
Do you think that's true, that Republicans don't care as much about senior citizens?
I do. Because they represent wealthy Americans.
It's a message right out of the Obama-Biden playbook. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.